Okay, so we're holding here in Simon Zayin. Kol hayom k'sh'oz etzrachav in k'tanim gedolim varech asher yatzer. There's a din d'rabbanan to say asher yatzer after you use the bathroom, bein gedolim, bein k'tanim. V'al lo filas yadayim. If you wash your hands, you don't say a bracha, unless, you know, you're doing the morning for shachris or for bread. But if you're going to say daven mincha, you don't say a bracha. Even if you want to, learn or daven mincha or mariv, there's no bracha. This is in fact machlokes in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that if you go to the bathroom, or even if you don't go to the bathroom before you daven any tefillah, you should wash your hands and say a bracha. We don't pass in that way, and the Mishnah Chalak is making a point of saying we don't say a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah of Chazan Aleph speaks about Asher Yatzer. He points out that if you forget to say Asher Yatzer immediately, so you can still say it later. And he paskins, until you have to go to the bathroom again, you can still say Asher Yatzer. But if you already need to go again, so then you shouldn't say, you know, a bracha. It's kind of similar to the halacha in Suda, that if you say at a meal, you didn't bench, so if you're still satiated, you can bench. Once you're already hungry, you lost the opportunity to say the bracha. Some argue with this. Some poskim say there is a certain shear, like half an hour or 72 minutes, just similar, equivalent to the discussions in Hilchos Brachos of, let's say, non hamotzi. If you eat a glass of water, how long do you have to say a bracha achrona? So the Svarim are choshish for this. The Kavach Chaim brings down that you should only say a bracha within a half an hour. Rav Avadia says within 72 minutes. But Ashkenazim pass the Mishnah Berurah that you can say a bracha until you have to go again. But obviously, it's better to say Asher Yatzer right away. In fact,
so how do we read the Prima Gadim in the Prima Gadim?
Yeah.
Prima Gadim, the Mikodim Shiyazo Yivara Asher Yatzer, and I'll tell him Mishona. So if somebody didn't make Asher Yatzer, and then they have to go again, they should make a quick Asher Yatzer and then go?
Yeah, so that's a big discussion. I think we assume that you shouldn't say it at all. Let's see the Mishnah again. We're hitting the Mishnah on Kadol. So the Mishnah is like the Shari Tshuva and other Achronim, you shouldn't. So the Prima Gadim would say, there's no question, how can you say a bracha in that state? You have to go. So once you have to go, you're supposed to say Asher Yatzer immediately after, partially out of concern you forget. But it seems like there's like a need. There's a whole discussion in Hilchos Suda, right? If you went to the bathroom and I have to bed and you want to eat bread, so you can wash your hands for the Suda, say Al Tehillas Yadayim, and then before you eat the bread, you'll say Asher Yatzer. I would usually not mafsik. No, but there's a pressing need to say Asher Yatzer as soon as you can. If you would just wash your hands in Asher Yatzer, then you'd have an issue. Could you say the bracha on Tehillas Yadayim because you already, you know, were mafsik?
Yeah.
Okay. The Mishmur here in Sukkotan Beis discusses if you washed your hands, if you ate, rather, and you went to the bathroom and you have to say bracha achrona and Asher Yatzer, what would come first? So Mishmur paskens Asher Yatzer comes first because it's tadir. Tadir b'shina tadir, tadir kodim. Rebbe Eger is the topic, what about benching? If benching is the raisa, maybe the raisa should come first, even if it's less tadir. And potentially also with the Al-Michia, if you hold that there's Ayin Minim, if you hold that, you know, that's the raisa, it would enter the same suffix. Interestingly, the Be'er Halacha in Siman Ayin Aleph speaks about an Onain who went to the bathroom and then the mace was Nikbar. So he says, maybe you should have to say Asher Yatzer, because, you know, you don't have to go yet. That's class 34, right? So you still have a chiyuver. Likewise, if an Onain ate a meal, then the mace was Nikbar, he's still full. You should bench. So that's interesting. Be'er Halacha. Mishmurin Sifan the Beis discusses also a person who has some type of medical, he has the flu, he's always going to the bathroom, or he has a medical condition, so theoretically...
This thing they say, right?
Pardon?
He drinks a certain drink that's going to make him
have. Right, so if you have, you know, castor oil and you whatever, you know. So you have to now go to the bathroom a lot. So every time you go, you say bracha, because when the assumption is that after you finish going, you're done. That's not always the case. If that's the case, then that's okay. If you have a continuous urge, so then l'chara, you can't say a bracha at that point. Or if you have a catheter, you know, hooked up, in terms of the person's hospitalized or even at home. So the question becomes, you don't even know when you're urinating if you have a catheter. So what do you do in that case? So, Son Isha Yisrael in Perek Gimel, Sufkad and Yud Gimel, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman saying you should say bracha every morning. You should have kavanah for the whole day. As others say, you empty the bag. I mean, every time you empty the bag, I don't really understand why that should be significant. Either way, you have to be careful that you know, you don't have a strong smell of urine, because then you try to say bracha. Yeah, well, urine is a little less, true. Yeah, but. Fine. Mishabura Gimel here points out that if you have Gedolim and you want to I mentioned this already, that you want to daven, so we don't say a bracha, but like I said in the past, some people are machmir to try to wash their hands, you know, with a kli if they went to the bathroom before they daven, because they were kosher for the shoni, even though they don't say a bracha, but since there's a shadeya, the Rambam Shita, so it's good to wash your hands before you daven. I think the Rav was knowing that way as well. Fine. Sif Beis. Hitel Mayim V'lo Shif Shef Af Al Pi. Oh, I didn't finish Aleph, right? So even your hands are dirty, you don't wash with a bracha before you daven in minchamar. Base. So if you go to the bathroom and you didn't wipe, you know, your hands didn't touch the urine, so you say ashayatzer. You don't, strictly speaking, need to wash your hands. Obviously, you know, in terms of hygiene, you know, we're much more aware of the need to be hygienic, so we always wash our hands. The Mechaber says it's because of Nikios, you know, which is again similar. Omishum Hikon, of getting ready for davening. Okay, Gimel. Hitul Mayim v'hisiach da'itom ila ha'atil Mayim v'achach nimlach v'hitul Mayim v'acheres tzarech levarech v'shtei pa'ayim v'ashe yazer. So this is a day that we don't pass on, like day in the Mechaber, that if you, you know, went to the bathroom and you didn't say ashe yazer, and then you went to the bathroom again, so you'd have to say it twice. Again, it's kind of like a tashlumin type of thing. Take a parallel for the tefillah. But we don't assume this way. We assume that you, once you go to the bathroom a second time, you lost your opportunity to say Asher Yatzar. As Mishra points out in Sif Katan Vav. It's a machloka, Safek Brachas L'Hakel. According to Mishra Mechaber, so let's say you didn't say Asher Yatzar, you know, you have to say twice? What if it was three times? And what if it was 10,000 times, because you weren't from?
That's right.
There's such a day also in Hachas Tefillah that Tashlumin isn't, we pass in Tashlumin only for one tefillah. There's a day Tashlumin works indefinitely. So the question is, you know, would that be, obviously it's hard to imagine, but okay. Fine. Dalet ein shir lahashtin mayim ki afilu tipa achas chayv levarech. There's no shir, even if you have a one drop of urine, you could say Asher Yatzar. It's and that one tipa you can emote. Okay. If a person urinates, you know, you're at a lab, you need to give urine. So if you urinate, you urinate. Even if you kind of like, you know, order the taiva in yourself just to make sure that you got the test results or the test taken, it doesn't make a difference, still chayiv. We don't say a bracha on the ability to let out gas, which is, it's pretty amazing that our body knows what's coming out. because, you know, if it's gas, you can let it out, you know, if there's nobody around or whatever. But if it's a solid, it's a liquid, the body knows, because if it's a liquid, you have to run quickly to the bathroom, you know what I'm saying? So it's an amazing thing that the body knows how to do that, but there's no bracha on the ability to let out gas. Fine. The Chai Adam over, it's Simon Hay, Yud Gimel, discusses the question of a hefsek emtsa asher yatzer. He argues that the hefsek, the asher yatzer is a bracha aruka, and therefore it's like in the middle of Birkas Kriyashma. So you could be answer Amin Yishir Abba, and for Kedusha, etc. If you were mafsik b'shogeg b'dibur, so you can go back to where you were mafsik and continue, because the bracha aruka, you don't fashion, so you don't have to go back to the beginning. And lastly, the Makor Chaim, in the beginning of Simon Dalid, points out that when you say asher yatzer after you dried your hands, namely, you shouldn't do it while you're drying your hands, because there's a din that's brought down in the Shabur in a few places that it's inappropriate to be doing malacha when you're saying bracha. So imtilchu imi bikeri, you're, you know, washing your hands, drying your hands, and you're saying a bracha. You know, bracha should be something that you take seriously. Again, it's not always a person should try to, you know, say asher for kavana, which means not doing other things at the same time.
But in terms of that, did we mention anything like that? We said that. Does it matter if you're drawing your hands and make the
bracha?
Did we say
No, I don't think that we discussed the issue of drawing your hands. The question there was, could you say the bracha before, do you have to have your hands still wet? Like by Suda, before you dry your hands, that's how we pass them by Suda, you have to say the bracha before you dry your hands. And by Tilas Daim in the morning, some argue and say that you don't need to. You can even say the bracha after you dry your hands. But in terms of doing things while you say the bracha, I think we assume that it's better, ideally, not to. Let's continue with Simen Ches. Simen Ches deals with Hilchos Tzitzis. It's a whole bunch of simanim now. The Chavar begins, Yis Atef B'Tzitzis V'Yavarech Me'umar. So, the Chavar says you should say the bracha after, or before. I mean, it's actually interesting. You say the bracha before. Yis Atef B'Tzitzis means, it really is before you put the tzitzis on, you say the bracha. As he says in Sif Beis, it's a little misleading. Yis Atef B'Tzitzis sounds like you put it on already, that's not the halacha. We assume that you say the bracha right before you put it on. The Mishnah Berurah Simchas Aleph says you should not be mafsik between the bracha and putting it on.
What's the kedesh lo yilech arba alos for the tzitzis? You already.
Right, there's an idea in the morning right away to put on tzitzis. It's unclear if this is a din of walking arba alos. Or even being not walking around, you should always have tzitzis on. Again, tzitzis is a mitzvah kiyum, it's not a chiyuv. But the Gemara tells us that it's an important mitzvah. If the Malach Mavis is around, he could punish people who don't fulfill these mitzvahs. So we try to mechayev ourselves by putting on a talmud kanfas to mechayev ourselves in the mitzvah. So there's an idea of having tzitzis on, you know, as much as you can. Obviously, a person is going to go swimming, he doesn't wear tzitzis, he wants to play basketball. So there's a union about these things. Like, to what extent is it better to play sports with tzitzis, you know, or not? I would assume it is better, you know. Obviously, it's better that tzitzis don't get, sweaty. If they get sweaty, so you wash them. That's my natiya, but maybe we'll get to that a little later.
So the Dalet almost sounds similar to the you can't walk in your house.
Right. It's a little different. Here it's like an Indian not to go Dalet Amos. Rav, we would always have Talis and Tillin, So we don't have Tillin, but at least we have Dalet Amos and Tzitzis. So that's what it seems like. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the Chatchi should stand when you do that Tifa, when you do the Mitzvah, and likewise when you say the Bracha, and up. But with the Eved, it's not Ma'ake, a person who's hard from the stance, you can say the bracha and do the mitzvah sitting down as well. So I mentioned you want to say the bracha over, not over the over, meaning right before, if you say the bracha when the talis is still in the bag, it's over the over. So you have the talis in your hands, you're about to put it on, you say the bracha. over Lasiyasa. Base. Seder di tefaso kederach mani adam hamis chasim bechusam vaoskim lachtam pa'amim bekisi rosh pa'amim bedili rosh. Svenachon sheichasim rosh v'talis. The Machaber says that it's really the talis is a beged of the goof. It's not a beged of the rosh. In fact, we'll learn later that a scarf is potter, something that you wear on your head. It's a beged of a goof. That's what talis is. But sometimes people, you know, put their hood on their sweatshirt, and sometimes they take it off. So likewise, sometimes you put your hood on your talis, you put the talis on your head, and the Chabad recommends, you mechasa rosh over talis, it adds, you know, Yirah Shemayim and the like. Yeah. V'nochon sheyechasa rosh over talis, right, if you look at Dalet, shekizu zeh machnia leif adam v'yil Yirah Shemayim. Now, in terms of this issue of, you know, being misatef, so like I said, the pashas is ituf aguf. There is a day in the Gaonim that ituf harosh is a critical part of wearing a talis. In order to be choshish for that shita, the minhag is that when you put your talis on, you do some form of ituf. The Sfarim actually do the ituf on their head alone, which is somewhat problematic because, like I said before, the mitzvah is really to wear it on your body. So they have to be careful not to be mafsik from when they do the ituf, so it's actually on their body, because that's only when they fulfill the mitzvah. The ituf on their off, it's not clear to what extent that is actually fulfilling for the mitzvah. We usually put the talis on our body and also on our head, and then there's different minhagim of how to throw the, you know, the tzitzis over your shoulder, some type of ituf kishme'elim. It's a little unclear if we're actually fulfilling that the original, you know, some people put the thing over their head and now you can't see anything. It's hard to imagine that's what Ituf Eishma'elim does. So if you could put the talus until your forehead, until your nose, your lip, and then you throw the tzitzis over one side of your body, so that would be maybe the Shita the Onim. Again, it's hard to know what these people looked like, but it's pretty clear they didn't just put the beged over their head. Yeah, totally. Now,
so where do we get the idea to do it for Devarim?
So since it's adding, you know, Yirah Shamayim, so people feel like, well, parts of davening, you know, from Baruch Hu to Shmona Esrei, people are careful to try to have their talis on their head. But it's a chumrah, meaning there's some shuls where it's not done, and some shuls you're not allowed to do it. If you go to Breuer's, only the Rav, you know, has a talis over his head. You know, they wear their hats, though. But again, everybody in different minhagim. The Mishnah Berurah says that a minhag of Ashkenazim is that a bachur doesn't wear a talis over his head. It's actually interesting. It sounds like the bachurim wear talisim, which is not. So it depends where you are. German, you know, yakish minhag is, yeah, there are some yakim. But the minhag of bachurim don't wear the talis over the head. Once they're married, people wear the talis over their head. By Sephardim, I think even the young boys put the talis over their head, if I'm not mistaken. Now, the Mishpura here also mentions you should be Mishahe and the Ituf Kedei Hiluch Talad Amos, which is, let's say, you know, 2-3 seconds. And Sephdal, the Mishpura says that. You have to somehow, it seems like part of the usually, you know, put the mitzvah, you put the tefillin on, you do the mitzvah right away. Here, it's mis'atef v'tzitzis. I would have thought the mitzvah is performed right away, but it seems like there's like an idea of having it on you for 2 or 3 seconds, so people do that, you know, when they do the ituf. Pardon?
So where do we see that idea? Where is that in Mishnah Berurah?
By the ches of the sharatiyah. The fachos kedei hiluch arba amos. Yamod kach mu'utav. So it's not enough to do the ituf for a second, you have to do it for 3 seconds, let's say. L'maisa, in terms of this ituf, the gra in Maisa Rav doesn't require it. He thinks that, you know, we don't really know what this is, and it's not necessary, we don't pass like the Gaonim. So they say the Chaznish didn't do ituf, he just put his talis over his head, meaning he would just like put his talis on with the head. And some people are knowing that way. People are knowing the ituf, so they view it as a hidur. Although, like I said, you have to be careful that you're not mafsik, because it's not clear if that's really, certainly if, like, the Sfarim is only on their head, and even like the Ashkenazim, it's not 100% clear. It's good to.
You're doing this ituf before you make the bracha.
No, you do it after the bracha. You say the bracha, take the talis, hold it up, say the bracha, shake the ishanim, something special, the sati, if it's this. Then you either just put it on over your head for 3 seconds, that's what the bra would tell you to do. And the minhag olam is to put it over your forehead or over your face a little bit, till your eyes, and then you take either two of the tzitzis or all four of the tzitzis and you throw them over your left shoulder. If you take all the tzitzis, so you end up having all the tzitzis on one side, which is strange because usually, again, it's not so clear. The Shulchan Aruch says explicitly you should cover your face. So like, their poskim say you should cover your face. It's just not so clear why that would be so. And the Mishnah speaks about covering it till your mouth. It's also strange. Is that really derech yitu if you cover it till your mouth? I mean, you can't see anything. So maybe the Arabs who lived in windy places, if you're in a sandstorm, you have to cover your face. It could be. I just don't know. Lemaisa, everybody should follow their minhag. Like I said, there's some who have a minhag of saying certain psukim. So chori, you should say those psukim after the kdei hiluch arba amos. I'm not sure why, but apparently this mitzvah is a mitzvah that requires kdei hiluch arba amos to be tofes. Fine. Let's move on to Sif Gimel. Talisos ktanim shalanim shanenu hagim lobo shafal pi she'ein v'hem ituf yotzei v'hem yidei chobas tzitzis. So like I said, with Ikra then we don't need ituf. So a talis katan can't really do ituf. There's nothing to put your head on it. There's just a hole. There's no hood. So you still have the mitzvah. V'tov l'niach v'sol rosh l'roch po l'komos v'lizadev v'yamod kach v'utuf l'fokos k'dei hiluch arba amos v'achim shechenu v'al rosh v'il v'chenu. So even though Mechaber says you don't need to, he says it's good to try to ituf, and I don't really know what this means. How can you ituf with a talis katan? I guess if you have a very big talis katan, it's going to be just on your head. If it's just on your head, it's not the mitzvah at all. So it's very confusing for me. It could be that he had a bigger talis katan, and then it could also be on your body partially, and also on your in your head. Mishra in Sefer Zayin says this chumrah of being ote for the talis katan only applies to people who say a bracha on the talis katan. Most of us who wear a talis don't say a bracha on the talis katan. You put it on the morning called a bracha, then it comes to shul, and that bracha on the talis katan is kolel, includes also the talis katan. So again, sometimes people on Friday, if they took a shower, they have a Shabbos talis katan, so they will have to say a bracha on the talis katan. And the question is, shouldn't he do ituf? Different approaches, but it's hard for me to understand exactly what ituf would look
sure.
Like.
That's for a katan. Somebody who's married, then
If you're married, I'm saying the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out. If you're married and you're saying a bracha on your talis, you don't have to be concerned about this chumrah. The Aruch HaShulchan already points out that we don't really do ituf by talis katan. Okay. Sif Dalit. Machzir shtei tzitzios lofanu v'shaim lachara k'tei shiyem esuva v'mitzvos. You should have two tzitzis in front and two tzitzis in the back in order to be mesuvah of a mitzvah. So are careful with this. Some people just keep the tzitzis on the side, and others try to have two in the front and two in the back. It's more convenient to have them in the middle. And presumably, it's also being mesuvah of a mitzvah because they're straight in the middle. So it's two are still in the front and two in the back. They're just in the middle. I assume that's sufficient, although, like I said, there are the people who you see them, it's on the front, it's in the back, they want to make this, kipshuta. Fine.
What about Dirju for the number 10? Second paragraph, Blas Fatarni Kesef Um Mizahav?
Yeah.
So what's
part of the issue there is whether or not you want to highlight the head covering part of the talus. The ikar talus is covers your body, so if you have an atara, it sounds like that really it's a glorified scarf, and the scarf is pater. So like, we don't assume that. We assume that you can have it's a fakert. It's a hiddur mitzvah to have an atara. It makes the talus look nice. I once was in a Hasidic place where one of the relatives of the Rebbe had an atara, not only on the top, but also in the middle. So, if you have the tie in the middle, then it's clear that the tie is a beautified towel, it's not a glorified scarf. But anyway, the Maisa Murach HaShish for this question. Fine. This issue of being mesuvah mitzvahs has, you know, again, the tzitzit are supposed to remind us of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So for mesuvah mitzvahs, we'll remember Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have a similar issue with the Ner Chanukah and the mezuzah, and, you know, it's all connected over there. You walk through with your tzitzit. The Mishmur also points out the idea of having a tara would ensure that you don't switch the front tzitzis to the back tzitzis. Apparently, there's an Indian not to do that. It's not akev, it's not akev, but people try not to switch. This is more relevant for a talis katan. So there's an Indian, you know, not to switch the talis katan. The front should always be the front, and the back should be the.
I guess it also applies like a lot of times, like the special Shabbos was in a shul where they were very mad for the people at Minchah to wear a talis.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy got his aliyah, and then like the other one like didn't know he was getting aliyah. I'm like. It didn't have a clear thing.
Right, so you put on
backwards.
Yeah, so it's on Ma'akev. The Mishmur says that he wasn't Ma'akvid on this, but some people are Ma'akvid on this. Okay, so having a Tara helps, because if you have a Tara, you know, get lost with your Tzitzis, you know where it is, you know where the Tara is, you can keep the front in the front and the back in the back. Okay, Siv Hey. Bitzitzis would here is the question, is this with a Shva Bitzitzis or Batzitzis? It's a huge Machlokas Achronim. Apparently, it's at the end of the Minhag HaOlam, I think, is say bitzitzis. Some recommend that you really should go back to ba. Different svaras, you know, it's been off tcheles today, so it's only bitzitzis, a little bit, as was the full different understandings. Again, some of it's diktuk, some of it's, you know, what people read into this. But lemaisa, whatever you do is fine. I think most people follow the Mishnah Berurah, who says bitzitzis. That's what Mishnah Berurah says, but there are others who disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mechaber continues, Yimshayim v'shoshim v'satvim v'talis ke'echad perish v'amachas kulam v'varchim. So if you get the shul, everybody's there on time, which is wonderful, and everybody puts their talis together. So theoretically, so you have two options, right? The first option presented kulam varchim, everybody says their own bracha. The second option, mimratzu echam varech acherim yanu amen. The second option has a yitaron, and that's barov am hadras melech. Of course, the chisaron in the second option is that it's hard for people to concentrate and to listen. And I think the minhag olam generally is people to say their own brachas, and they don't, they're not yotzei. You know, barov am hadras melech. I think it was once in the shul in the old city, the Grodniks. So they do this. They have one person says a bracha and everybody says amen. But it's not a standard practice.
I think the word would be Shemei Kona?
Yeah, Shemei Kona, 100%.
Interesting.
The Mishnah points out that even if you want to be out to somebody else, in the Birkas HaMitzvah, so if you're saying Shechiyanu or Nutalis, you should say your own Shechiyanu, which is kind of interesting. The Dishu in Footnote 19 has a discussion about this. Why should that be so? Meaning, you know, in Shofar, so we all say through the Baal Tokeya's bracha for Shechiyanu. Why is this different?
But it's a personal hold up.
So yeah, it could be that it's like your Talis and you're happy with your Talis, and it's supposed to look a general mitzvah that you got to this point, so then maybe. Different, you know, explanations, but okay. Weiter Sif Vav. Al talis katan yochel levarach lisatev half a piece eno misatev el lovsho. So the question: what's the nusach of the bracha by talis katan? By talis katan, we say lisatev. That's mentioned in the Gemara. So the Chaver says, even on talis katan, even though you're not doing any ituv, you can still say lisatev. The minhag al mitzvah tzitzis, because you're not doing ituf, you want to be doing it. This nusach isn't mentioned in the Gemara. They modify the nusach to be more meduyak. You say al mitzvahs tzitzis, and this is in fact the minhag in most Ashkenazim. The gra hell you should always say lisatev, but the minhag of most Ashkenazim is to follow the Ramah to say al mitzvahs when you have a you know, again, it's only nogeya for bachrim who say a bracha on their talis katan. If people wear a talis, you usually don't say a bracha. Or again, it could be Friday afternoon if you have a talis katan for Shabbos. Or, okay. And And the Shabri here points out that if you do say a bracha on a talis katan, you have to make sure that it's big enough. This apparently was an issue once upon a time. Today, I think usually we assume that the people are mahader and the talis katans are big enough, but that's, part of the hesitation to say a bracha on a talis katan is that a lot of times they were puzzled or they weren't big enough. Okay. Sif katan, sif tziv zayin. Tzarech lahafri chutei atzitzis zemi zeh. So before you say the bracha, you should separate the tzitzis. Sometimes they get knotted. It's a little unclear what the issue here is. Is this something that is even relevant? The Mechaber brings it. The Iter seems to have understood that this is connected to tcheles. You have to separate the tcheles from the lavan. So if you don't wear tcheles, it won't be relevant at all. It could be that it is relevant, but the Mechaber brings down. It's not connected to tcheles. Maybe it's a din in Hidur that it should look nice.
What, that separate the string?
Yeah, it's a question, is this ma'akev, let's say. L'mayis is ma'akev. So we usually assume it's just din in Hidur, and it's not ma'akev.
What's the case?
The strings get all knotted.
Oh, then you have to undo them or not?
Yeah, so before you say the brach, you should undo the knots. The question is, how necessary is it? The Mishaburus, Ches, says, Shem Magin Avram, the Zama Akev. But the Be'er Halacha quotes the Gra, who says that it's necessary. So there's a debate about this issue. What exactly is the purpose of this?
Is this related to the question of whether or not you have to check your talis before you...
I don't think so. That's a question we'll get to soon about whether or not there's a psul. This is a question of whether or not the tzitzis have to be separated to fulfill the mitzvah. So I think we usually assume it's just in Hidr, like I said, but we try to separate the nafka mina would be like Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's a question if you're even allowed to separate the tzitzis. It's a potential question of, let's say, makav patish. If you think that it's makav the mitzvah, so you're making the talis kosher by separating the... Yeah, certainly you have to be careful when you separate them that you don't strengthen the knots. Sometimes the knots of the tzitzis come loose. You don't have to make kesher, but let's say you're not considered strings. So some poskim say, all right, if you really think it's ma'akev, the mitzvah, so you should be asur doing Shabbos. Like I said, I think we usually assume it's not ma'akev, and on Shabbos, if you want to do it, it's a noy mitzvah, so you can do it. Again, if it's really, really knotted, it could be a shaylef matir. If it's ma'amish, but usually it just gets... It's not mamish knot, it just gets like tangled. So tangled is not a knot. Many people, when they put their talis away, they check their tzitzis, mentioned before. And then when they take their talis out, they're all red, good to go, because they also separate the tzitzis toch kadeh, and it's not knotted. So lemaisa, we assume it's just in hider, it's not tamak. Okay. That's the pasuk we say at the end of Kriya Shema. We keep, we do this mitzvah, Leman Tizkor. Right? What do we say? Leman
Tizkor.
It's called mitzvah. Thank you. So that's the basic kavana. There is a famous Bach who claims, and the Mishmur quotes here in Sifkat and Yotes, that when the Torah gives a reason, so Sukkos, Lamaniyus or Seichem or Tefillin, Lamatia Torah Hashem Beficha, so that reason is mentioned in the Torah. Therefore, it's necessary. We assume that it's not ma'akev, mamish. Meaning, there's a kavana. There's one question of mitzvah tzrichas kavana. That's discussed in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samech Siftalid. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana. We hold that mitzvah tzrichas kavana certainly by the Raisas. The kavana here is a separate kavana, a special, specific kavana mentioned in the Torah. To remember to do the mitzvahs. Lamantia, Torah Hashem Ficha, or Laman Yedi Torah Seichem. So by these three mitzvahs, there's a discussion of maybe there's an added kavana. We hold that added kavana is an ideal. It's on ma'akev, but we try to follow the ideal. So before we put on the talis. It's actually interesting, in the Siddurs, they have some Yehiratzon, doesn't actually mention this, so unclear why, but this Lechora is what a person should be thinking about, in addition to the regular Kavana. Some actually changed the Nusach for that reason. Okay. Shlomo Zalman has an interesting discussion of an onein wearing a talis. If he doesn't mechaven l'shem mitzvah, maybe that's like he's mevatel the mitzvah. And if he is mechaven, maybe it's also for him to do a mitzvah. He's an onein.
Isn't it just a mitzvah kiyumus?
It is mitzvah kiyumus, and therefore it's less problematic.
You don't have a chiyuv to put it on, so if...
So maybe it's more of a reason not to.
Yeah.
But anyway, the mitzvah, the minhag is that people do put a talis on. He said, he says, you always wear it, so you can have a shei mitzvah. It's not a chasar and a chavar ameis. I think the Oni does wear a talis. Yeah, I thought it was like a steer. Shlomo Zalman, the discussion should only say a mapir. Is it really? He's going to sleep. He's not going to do Yosef with Tzarek Emes. So Shlomo Zalman says, no, you shouldn't say a mapil. So if you don't say a mapil, why do you wear tzitzis? Like I don't really, it's a little unclear to me. Again, if a person's wearing a talis kavan, I don't think it's a chiv to take it off. So the question is, should he put it on in the morning? Let's say, the mace is only going to be buried the next day. So I think many people do wear a talis kavan when they're an onein. But it's a little unclear how that works out in terms of the kavanah shem mitzvah. Maybe it's not a chesaron kavanah meis. I think that's probably the accepted practice, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Test. Kodem shivarech ya'ayin mechudei atzitzis im heim ksherim. As I mentioned before, you don't want to have a situation of vakal batala. It seems like in those days the tzitzis were poor quality and they were ripping all the time. In our day and age, it's unclear if this is really necessary, meaning obviously you have to check your tzitzis periodically, because if they get, we'll see, there's a whole simon about this, when the tzitzis become pusul. So if they're pusul, people go for years with pusul tzitzis, it's a terrible thing. So you have to make sure your tzitzis aren't pusul. The question is, do you might have to check every time? So the Mechaber says yes. It's a question of vachal v'atala. Mishmur says it's not a problem if Fizzle say, because we're one way to Raka Vatala, which is interesting.
Is it enough to know that one of the knots is done? For example, we have 7, 8, 11, 13.
That's not Ma'akev. The question is the Titus, we'll see, the whole Simon. If you only have the Kesher Elyon, if you have the two Ksharim and the Chulius in the middle, that's fine. The question is if things were ripped, if it's ripped on top, even once, Chulius is a problem if it's ripped further down, or two chutin, one chut, depending on the shittas. But the way the Mishmur phrases it, we're with the chazin in a shul. And our minhag is not to say a bracha on a tayyib, or for a chazin, you're not doing it for levish, it's more covered at tzibur. So if you assume you don't say a bracha, in that case.
What's the svar for why we don't say it? Because.
Well, I think the chaz was bought, it really depends. Some shuls, they actually have tens of talis in there for al-batim, no talis is in more modern places. But in most more yeshivish places, the talis is there just for the chazan, just for kavod tzibur. So he's not, it's not his talis. It could be he's a member of the shul, maybe he's shutfus, but it's not so pashut that you can even take it and say bracha if you wanted to. It could be they'll let you if you won't really want to, but you're not wearing it als mitzvah, you're wearing it more for kavod. So,
is there a svar to dafkus tal sheula?
Yeah, that solves the problem. That solves the problem. In any case, in terms of this issue, so if you hold the whole concern of checking talis is for the bracha of a talis, if you don't say a bracha, you wouldn't have to check. That's what I'm trying to point out.
Yes.
But like I said, our tzitzis are much better quality. You can go for years and never find a psul. So if a person is in a pinch, I think maker din, you don't really need to check your tzitzis before you say the bracha. Again, like I said, periodically it's good to, every few weeks, every month, whatever it is, to check just to make sure that tzitzis were nifsal. Obviously, if you were walking and your tzitzis got stuck in a chair, so they might have ripped, so it's a good thing you should right away check to see if they're possible or not. But all things being equal, the chances of the tzitzis becoming possible just for regular use in our day and age are pretty negligible. So therefore, I think on this idea, you don't really need to check. The Mishmur himself already says it's not Chiyuv Gamur. So if you get called for an aliyah, you can right away go up, etc. And the Mishmur makes a recommendation, like I said before, to check before he purchases away. So especially if you, you know, again, even if you don't check, but at least you can make get rid of the knots before he purchases away. And then right away in the morning, you're set. You don't have to be concerned. Okay. Even the Shemura in Sifkan Chafei says you don't have to check more than once a day. So even if you say multiple brachas. Fine. So I think you can like take that, you know, as a precedent that, you know, maybe today's different. Potentially. Fine. Right. Yud. Im lo veish talis katan ve'od she'en yadav nikio. So a person's putting on a talis katan in the morning, his hands still are dirty. You'll be shenu below bracha. You don't say a bracha. She'tol yadav yimash v'shitziz v'yivarech alav. So once your hands are clean, then you can say a bracha. Ok she'yilbash talis acher yivarech alav. V'yichavin liftakam et zeh. Or... namely, you go to shul, so also for the talis katan. That's what we do. And then you don't have to actually touch your talis katan. You just have to make sure that you have kavana. When you put your talis on in the morning, it's important halacha many people aren't aware of. You put your talis on in the morning, you have to have kavana to ponder your talis katan with the bracha. So this idea of being mashmesh with tziosaf, that if you put talis on when you were hands are dirty, or likewise, if you're in a place where you can't say a bracha, let's say you're putting your talis in a bathroom, you're changing it, so you put your talis katan in the bathroom, so you can't say the bracha. If you go outside, you touch your tzitzis, and you say a bracha. The Mishmura says when you touch it, it's like you just put it on. It's a little unclear. Is it, are you really putting it on? You don't need to say that. The fact that the mitzvah continues allows you to say a bracha even after you put the talis on. As the Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos, if the mitzvah is mitmashechet, so then you can say the bracha even after. Just one second. So sometimes a person, let's say Shabbos morning, you get up, you know, your kids wake you up at 6 o'clock, and you're going to put, you're going to get dressed, you're wearing a talis katan, you're going to daven at 8:30. So you're going to have 2.5 hours. So should you say a bracha in that case? So I would have thought misfara, yeah, say a bracha. Our talis katan is large, it's kosher. But I saw many posts say that our minhag is say a bracha only on a talis katan. Now, it's not exclusively true, because like I said, if Friday afternoon you're getting ready for Shabbos, you put on a new talis katan, you know, Shabbos stick one, if you have one, so then you do say a bracha on the talis katan. So it seems like the minhag is that in the morning.
In that case, you're not wearing talis katan.
Right, but in the morning at 6 o'clock, you're not going to wear talis katan for 2.5 hours. So why should you do the mitzvah? Chartz aser to do mitzvah without a bracha. There's a takana to make a bracha. So you're going to put on the talis katan. If you're going to put on your talis katan and 10 minutes later in shul, fine. You know, strictly speaking, you can say the bracha talis katan and have kavanah for talis gadol. You know, if there's no hefsek.
So, I'm confused with the case of the kid. Let's say you wake up 6 o'clock to help the kids. You put your tzitzis on. You get to shul at 8:45. Put your
talis and have kavanah. Yeah, and your kavanah to pass the talis katan. I'm just not clear why the minhag is that such. I understand that if you're going to put your talis gadol on very soon, so hold off. If you're not going to do it very soon, so hold the bracha on the talis katan at 6, and then say a bracha on the talis katan at 8.
So yeah. I always wanted to answer this. I never really thought about that, but maybe you could say that we clearly see that the talis katan was the ikar. So if somebody were to wear tchilas, but they didn't wear on the talis katan, I feel like that wouldn't be a steer, because the talis katan is the ikar. So
yeah, potentially. I mean, at the same time, talis katan you wear for only an hour a day, and talis katan you wear all day. So if you want to, you know, wear tchelas, so maybe you should wear it, you know, on the, what you're wearing all day. Anyway, it seems like there's like a understanding or this chashash that I'm not sure how true is today that talis katan is really potter, so we don't say brachas unless we really need to. So if you can just say a bracha on the talis katan, even like an hour and a half later, 2 hours later, do that. So as Rosh Hashanah says, even if it's a long time, again, some posts can say no, that if it's going to be a long time, say a bracha on talis katan. That's what I would have thought misfara. Rosh Hashanah in Halicha Shlomo, Gimel Yeches, says that chashashos, and therefore we try not to say a bracha on Talis Katan if we're going to be able to say a bracha on Talis Katan even a while later. Okay. Fine. Again, I don't think if a person wants to say a bracha on Talis Katan in the morning and then daven 2 hours later, I don't think he's doing anything wrong. I think actually misfara, it makes more sense. But like I said, it's not the Minhag HaOlam. The Minhag HaOlam is not to do that. Yud Aleph Iker Mitzvahs Talis Katan Lavsho Habigadav Kadesh Tamid Yirenu Yizkar Mitzvahs. The Iker Mitzvahs to wear it, sounds like, you know, like the Hasidim do, on their clothing, in order to see the tzitzis, or even the baget, and to remember the mitzvahs, right? The purpose of the mitzvahs to remember mitzvahs. If you see the strings, maybe even the baget, you'll remember the mitzvahs.
Did the Mr. Brewer represent that idea that if a king gave you a trophy, you'd want to?
Yeah, 100%.
That's the
next verse
of it?
Yeah, the Mishra in Chaf Hei Chaf Vav is very harif about this issue. And the Mekubalim think that you're not supposed to have your tzitzis revealed, they should be covered. And their Sfardim hold that way, Mikra Din, although Sfardim and Ashkenazi, as
Menash should be covered?
Everything should be covered. Everything should be covered, Alpi Kabbalah. Apparently in Litta, that's what people did. You know, it's like a new thing. The Mishra was very into it, but it wasn't like so Mekubal.
That everything was covered.
Yeah, they put one in this. That's what they say. Mishmura also lived in Litvin Rav, very into it. That became very popular. It's like a sign of a yeshiva bacher today. You wear it,
to wear them
out, to wear the strings out. The chassidim wear the beged out.
Yeah.
In most Litvish places today, in yeshivish places, they wear the beged, in, but the tzitzis out. Again, this is a complicated issue because it also touches on, you know, social norms and yura. You know, if you're in a place where everybody wears them in and you're going to wear them out, so that might not be healthy, you know, spiritually in terms of, you know, gaiva and yura and the like. But you have to be careful with this because I remember when I was a kid, so my seventh grade teacher told me this issue that you don't want to have yura. So then I went to yeshivish sleepaway camp and everybody's wearing their tzitzis out, and I said, oh, I'm a anav. However, tzitzis in, I don't want to be a valgaiva like everybody else. So you have to be careful. It can be, you know, it's sometimes circular. It's going to be more of a embryos, and you have to have common sense. Now, in terms of wearing the beged, you know, on your body itself, so the question arises whether or not it's like a besides the tzitzis. Do you need an undershirt under it? Or now they even sell for kids these like
undershirt
tzitzis, right? So is that an appropriate thing? So the passion is if it touches your body, you know, it's not a bazillion, you know, okay, it gets sweaty, you'll wash it. Some people are more concerned about this. The undershirt tzitzis has more of a question because it could be it's a beged zeh. If it's fundamentally an undershirt, so then a beged zeh is not really a beged. Let's say it helps us kriya. We only rip our external garments. A beged zeh is not chayev. So in kriya. So someone want to say a beged zeh is pater from. There's this little mesech called mesech tzitzis, like brises. It's brought down there. Afir afik resin is pater. And according to the Rosh, in Moed Katan, that's referring to a beged zeh. So there is such a poignant, I don't think it's really such a chash. People are not wearing it as an undershirt. Well, my kids wear them. They don't wear undershirts. They only wear them because of tzitzis. You know, my girls don't wear undershirts. They just wear shirts. My boys wear shirts and undershirt tzitzis. They're just more comfortable. They're cotton. You have to be careful that they actually go up halfway because if they don't go halfway, it's a problem. But now they have, you know, hooder ones. And obviously, the people making them think it's... people giving ashkachas on them think it's okay. So I think the minhag is to assume that, you know, mikra din, you don't need to have an undershirt under your tzitzis, and even if your tzitzis is a tzitzis, it's a... But like I said, some people think that it's too new. So let's call it a day.